Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
And my name is Liz. Well, we had greeted each other ever so briefly. Mm-hmm. So much could be said with just one emoji. It's amazing. So you alerted me to the fact that we have someone in the queue. So let's just dive in and take our first call. Let's do it.
This is area code 919. Good morning, caller. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Sandra K, but I go by my middle name, K.
Okay, K. Okay, is that okay?
Yes.
So you're a first-time caller, so we apologize. No, for this train wreck of a podcast, but you called us. So the first thing is, Kay, I'm asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Great. And if you can give your date of birth, we don't need the year, just the month and the day, please.
12/29.
Ooh, okay. So someone had a birthday recently. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. And if you can take whatever it is that you are concerned about and if you can just put it in a very simple question for us, what would that question be?
Wow. A simple question is, do you see a romance?
This is about a man. I knew it.
It's a woman.
Yay!
Okay. So my bad. But the energy, I'm going to still stand by the energy, but there's a masculine feminine dynamic in the energy, which has nothing to do with gender. So
exactly. Yeah.
So although Elisa has her sign because you all on the same team, we love baseball, we love tennis, we love golf, however, I'm going to stand by that, that there definitely was a masculine feminine, so I'm like, oh, this is about a man, just because I could feel that energy, but yes, we're not going to impose a gender on
it. She is more masculine.
Thank you. I knew it. And that also the dynamic, Kay. No, I was feeling it. I was really feeling it. Like, this one could actually teach a class to some men about how to do it right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But there's something interesting about the dominant submissive type of energy, and I don't mean it in a 50 Shades of Grey type of way. Not at all.
I understand.
I don't mean it. Although that could be cute, depending on how many cocktails you've had. But nope, not about that. But more about that could be cute. That could be cute, but not for what the matter is at hand. So let me just tap into this. So is this really about you feeling that you can trust what's being presented to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is that being informed for not having the most positive outcomes with prior partners?
Yes.
Is it? Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you. And that has nothing to do with this person, yes or no, your past?
No, it has not. Thank you.
No, but what happens is we bring like a patchwork quilt. It's just, oh, here's another square to add to the quilt. And like that quilt, there's so many patches on it. You're like, can I flip it over to the other side? Because there's so much. Now, is this a newer type of situation that you're exploring and getting to know each other, or do you guys have a history?
It's newer, that's what I feel.
So it wasn't like you were right. I didn't think so, so you're confirming that, thank you. And it's not like you all were like friends first, because sometimes you could be friends and then all of a sudden you're looking at each other like, what happened? But that's not the case either, correct? No, I didn't think so. Okay. So then what is it, now listen to this question carefully, Kay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
is it that
you are not seeing that's making you feel this way. Okay? Mm. What is it that you're not hearing and not seeing but making you feel this way? I'm wording the question very particularly. Okay. Go ahead. Because I don't think there's any evidence for you to be there. I don't. That's why I'm asking this question in this way. Because I don't think there's really anything that took place to make you question this. I don't think they did anything. That's my feeling. Or am I wrong? There is nothing. Well, I don't feel that there's anything that they said or they did to make you go down a rabbit hole. And if they did, you misinterpreted it. So tell me.
So we were chatting, getting to know each other. She's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. Eventually, she was going to relocate here once she retired because she has two children here, not because of,
right.
because we were just getting to know each other.
And
it was
right.
going very well. And then someone from her past who I know just started stalking her, both of us. And
okay.
it just kind of put a major strain. And it was,
okay.
the stalker actually contacted me, and I, you know, had a nice conversation.
People with that drama.
But
do you see when I asked you the question, hold up, that this has nothing
uh-huh.
to do, right? This is coming from another person. This has nothing to do with her. Do you see why? Because I'm picking
right,
up on that.
Right,
you're making,
right,
you're
right.
blurring
gotcha.
The lines. You're blurring
yeah.
the lines a little bit because this person – didn't initiate this. This is someone with a lot of mental health issues. I can tell you right now, the stalker,
yes.
not well.
Yeah.
This person is
no.
very, and I'm not saying dangerous, bigger bark than bite, but
yes.
a loose cannon with, I feel it, a loose cannon with the energy. So this person contacted you. Keep going.
And she tried to have some negative comments. And I know she was fishing because at that time she had no clue whether or not this person and I were Karen and I were
right.
communicating. So
right.
I pretty much basically dismissed her, so I would not even entertain it in a way.
Good.
And
mm-hmm.
it left her in that, like, that conundrum, like, okay, I don't know what to do now kind of thing. So, but in the meantime, with me and Karen, it put more of a strain, so we did not communicate. And we have kind of lost our day, because we talk daily. We were talking daily
right.
several times a day. So then
right.
it got down to a text here, a post there, you know, just kind of comments. And
sure.
we were supposed to celebrate my birthday together, but it was so unnerving that it just didn't happen.
Okay.
So I really did like Karen, and I really do like her, and I thought that she really liked me.
She does.
But
this has something.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, keep going. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was hoping that she did, but it's just like now it's kind of a strain, and I think now she's found that the comfort in this distancing us, and which
okay, she's stepping back.
Then that's fine. Yep.
Yep. She's yeah, yeah. So she is stepping back because she doesn't know how to proceed, and she doesn't want to be responsible for hurting someone. And also, her unstable ex is clouding the waters.
Mm-hmm.
So now this new person is confused and not clear. When was the last time that you all had communication?
She communicated with me on my birthday. She made sure she texted me right early on my birthday, as a matter of fact.
That's, okay, nice. Okay.
And I, you know, of course I thanked her. And then New Year's Eve, it was still very, you know, very cordial because, you know, I there's no anger. I kind of gathered, and I could be wrong, but it's almost like she feels like she don't know how I'm going to.
She doesn't know. Thank you.
Respond.
You have an answer.
Yeah.
So I have two words. If you're bold enough. Now, if you're bold enough because you want to pick up where things left off, you want this to be in a pure space that's an intimate space just for the two of you, right? Is that what, is that,
mm-hmm.
what you would like to pursue?
It would be nice. It would be nice.
Because we have no control about, you know, it's not going to be no castle. Hello.
Right.
You know, that, yeah, it's not, you know, with that comes risk. With that comes the potential for heartache, you know. But if we are here in this life experience, in this incarnation, to be a collector of experiences, that goes along with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just got out of a situation. I'm in a new one now, but that's another story. But I just got out of a situation where, oh, honey, I don't play. I got out of a situation and I cried for 3 days when it exploded. I cried for 3 days, picked myself up, and then very unexpectedly, I'm talking to somebody else now. Didn't expect it to happen so fast. But what I'm saying is, there's that risk. So we don't know how it's all going to play out. But if you are excited for the passion and newness of collecting experiences in this life, and that there's something about the connection with this person that adds an added enhancement. It's like a filter. You know, it's like you can live without it, sure, but everything looks a lot prettier with it. That's when you're connected to a special person. If you'd like to explore that, then my recommendation would be a 2-word text, miss you, and that's it.
Mm.
And see what they do. I'm going to pass it over to Elisa. And and maybe she could be of more help because she's on your team.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Great.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
No, because she's my work. She's my work. She's my podcast wife. So I gotta, you know, I gotta mess with her.
I got you.
But look, you have a more active dating life. I mean, so it still works really well. I love what Liz has been telling you, because when I looked at your birth date, I mean, I'm the numerologist here. I mean, you're in a number 2 personal year.
Oh,
okay.
So this whole year is about, you know, ultimately is about partnerships and seeing how, yeah, and that's all types of partnerships. It's not just, you know, the intimate ones, but all of your relationships, you know, looking at, you know, how you are in them, what they mean to you, whole new cycle of experiences last year, because it was a number 1 personal year last year, more like the year before on your birthday, because on your birthday, you know, just recently you entered a number 2 influence. So you've got a lot of new things that you're still sifting through, like all your new ideas, you know, you're trying them out. So while number 2 is about partnerships and cooperation and relationships, it's also about planting seeds. It's about seeing, you know, seeing all those different ideas that you came across. Not even different ideas. It's how you reinvented yourself and redefined yourself from a previous cycle. So this is about you now seeing what's going to take root and what's going to grow. And that has nothing to do with you, like, looking at it all the time. When you plant a seed, you let the seed do its thing. You let the environment, the soil do its thing, and you just see what sprouts. But all that stuff underneath the soil, that's not you, because you poking in there isn't going to help it. You know,
right.
You,
I got
yeah,
you.
So you just sort of let it go. And I love how Liz had said, was trying to sift through on your behalf with this energy, because it isn't about you know, this person that you're interested in, it isn't about her energy necessarily, you know, like the stuff that you're bringing into it is like, oh, is this from, is it reminiscent of a past situation? And so it's good to be clear about that, because then you're giving this new person a chance to just show up, right? And to be who she is. And you're not putting a spin on if she, you know, did she cut her eyes at me? You know, it's like these little things that you're wanting to untrain yourself and just see without and feel without bringing in all this stuff from the past. And then, so this is about training yourself. So, relearning how you are and seeing what you bring. And it's not about, say, censoring or, oh, I shouldn't do that, but just saying, you know what, at the core of who I am, you know, this is who I am. And it's probably something really, really lovely and pure. And because also that birth date, December 29th, that's very much like a heart number. It's about, it is about, you know, entrusting your, I don't want to say your heart, but because I still firm believer, you keep your heart, you're right, but you share it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You being a true, I don't know, just a true loving person, that's still a lot of power there. That's not because, you know, I do this and this and this. It just means that on the emotional level, you know, you can be really tuned in. So just be sure mm-hmm. you're not like as Liz said, you're not muddying the waters with stuff in the past and expecting this person to fall into that same routine. And because if you do, you're gonna get it, you know.
Right.
If you put that spin on there, then anything she does is gonna be, oh, yep, she did that. And you don't always see or feel the true energy behind that. So this is ultimately with this number two year, and this in this situation in particular, but I think overall it's about, you know, redefining who you are and how you are out in the world, but it starts within. So stuff that happened in the past, that definitely shaped you, but it doesn't have to define you now.
Right.
And there's an opening for you, and it can be a very beautiful experience. I mean, Liz, I feel like lately you've been like adventures in dating with Liz. You know, when she gives
me these updates. I'm telling you.
We'll edit
I'm
out.
Telling
we'll
you. We should do another podcast like at night.
but what Liz has found out is that, you know, there are things about her that are, you know, there's vulnerabilities, you know, and not everyone wants to own up to those, but everyone has them. Mm-hmm. But the more you open yourself up to that and you understand it and you don't blame the other person, it's seeing where that fit in your experience. Then it's not about the blame, because you're not asking someone to fix it. You're just, you know what? Okay, I've learned something about myself. And Liz, you said it a lot lately. Like, I learned something about myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
And she's learning as much about how strong she really is.
Thank you.
Versus, oh man, I did that again, or I fell for that again.
Right. Oh,
or,
she did me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh wow, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
That's where I've been in my thought process. Lately, it's like, wow, here I am going through this again.
Because
out of something 2 years ago.
I know, because that was your nine year. That was a 9 year.
Oh,
that was an ending.
That was something that was off and on for 6 years. That was not really for my grades in high school, but I kept trying to work it. Now that person, now my ex, she realized. I often say she truly misses the friend. Now she missed, you know, right after she missed the girlfriend, she missed the lover, she missed the party, the stuff that I used to do for her. But now.
Sure.
She has finally come to realize that she missed her friend, the friend that I was. And I know without a doubt that I'm over it, because I'm at the point now where I can have a conversation with her. And
there's no impact.
And the thing is, I don't want her to want me, because I know I don't want her.
It doesn't matter whatever you want. So don't worry about
it. Doesn't matter
what
she
doesn't want.
Yeah.
Don't want.
Yeah.
Thank you. Alisa, you and I were tag teaming on that one.
But I mean, it's okay now, and I'm fine with if we chat and it doesn't bother me. But then for this to kind of come to a strain, this new thing, it's like, oh God, here I go again.
Oh yeah, but
and
it's all right. You don't have to do anything. You just have to breathe through it. Okay, you don't have to do anything. You just breathe through it. If you feel in your soul
that you want to see if this ember can be tended to, and that it could grow into a spark, and the spark to a flame, or whatever you want to say about that. If you feel that the seed of potentiality is greater than the lesson learned, or that just to leave it there, if you feel that there is more of a road to this journey, then remember what I suggested is to be bold enough to send a text that just says, Miss Hughes. That's it. Because that's a bold-ass move.
Yeah, it really is.
and you are within your power, because sometimes these people that come in so hot with the masculine energy, and I don't care what the gender is, there's nothing to do about that. It's with that dominant masculine energy, which can be very attractive and beautiful if it's managed in a way that's very intelligent and mutually respectful. Sometimes they don't know. It's almost like it's almost like a dog chasing its tail. Like they don't know where to go. It might be the very opening that they don't even know that they need. Because at the end of the day, we're just holding up mirrors to each other. So if you feel okay in your core that you want to see if this ember can bring forth more light and more spark, then I would just send that two-word text and then say, God, take it. I did everything I could do. But I'm going to let this person know that I miss them. Two words, miss you. And see where that goes, if it goes anywhere. But that's you taking back your power, not waiting. I hope they call it. You're checking your phone like you're 12. We don't do that. We're grown-ups.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Hello. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I used to do it too.
Yeah.
And it's almost like addiction in the body, because we are wired for connection. But connection that adds value. And it will add value no matter what, even if your heart gets a little frayed around the edges, like mine just did.
Right.
Not that long ago, you know, and I'm mind. And the thing is, I owned it. I never blamed the person for anything. I said, okay. When I emerged into the dating world about 3 years ago, post divorce, and I couldn't even look at anybody for the first 2 years post divorce. I've been divorced almost five. I had to relearn heartache, and I'm like, oh shit, this is what heartache feels like. Okay, and if I'm going to be out, I can't pick and choose and control the risks that one takes. If you're putting yourself out there to be intimately connected with somebody, you're going to run the risk, but it's worth it. So am I blaming this person for anything? Not at all. Not at all. I say, as a matter of fact, because this person and I haven't been in contact in a little over a week, and I could have, but thank God on the advice of a listener and one of my best friends, I don't know if she's listening, on the advice of one of my best friends, Tara, she's like, you don't need to let them know that you're moving on, just move on, because this person didn't respond. So I'm like, okay, so the day I decided to move on and dust off my profile on eHarmony, you know, 3 hours later, the person I'm talking to now started talking to me. Now, I wasn't planning on that happening, but I'm like, okay, this person's kind of interesting. I would talk to them whether I was, whatever the situation is. That was just, you know, that was just luck on the app. So I'm so glad I listened to my girlfriend's advice. So on February 1st, unless I hear from them prior, or on February 1st, if I hear from them prior, my reply to their text, or on February 1st, I will send this text. Now, I left a beautiful cashmere sweater at their place. I want my sweater back. So the message that I'm going to send is the waves of the ocean, like the wake, where you're looking at from a boat and you're seeing the wake of what has happened behind it. It's a beautiful image. And it just says, please mail my sweater with my name and my address. Thank you for being part of the wake of my experience. Wishing you a beautiful life. Bam! Mm. She dropped the mic. So that's in my notes folder, ready to cut and paste. It's going to drop February 1st, like when Beyonce dropped Lemonade. Okay, it's going to drop Lemonade 2.0. It's going to drop February 1st, unless I hear from him before. And I don't care what he has to say, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because I have moved on, okay? I got a date tomorrow night with somebody else, so clearly she's moved on. Mm-hmm. And that will be my reply, or February 1st, because you're not man enough to let me know that we're done. It doesn't matter. I learned so much, and I feel like, because with the new one I'm talking to, I feel like it prepares me for the experience with the person that I'm speaking to now. So it's almost like evolving, like my consciousness is evolving, you know, it's almost like Darwinism, you know, primitive man to evolved conscious man. And with each new incarnation of meeting a new potential partner, the pedigree and the quality of the people, it's like an upgrade. Now, it's not like, oh, wow, this person is, you know, is more evolved than the last person. Sure, it's a reflection, but my consciousness is more evolved, so this is the reflection. And I don't have to be like, you did me wrong and you hurt me. No, 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 no. You provided an experience for me to choose the degree of how I will grow and learn from. So I ain't mad. Okay. Did I cry for 3 days? I did, because I really liked this person. And I thought, well, it's not going to get... I mean, I even said it to him, unfortunately, but I don't care. I don't regret anything. I even said to him, I said, oh, it's not going to get better than you, because he checked almost all my boxes. But
yes.
Guess what? Right? But the two that he didn't check, okay, but it didn't matter. And even if they check all the boxes, at the end of the day, if your energy isn't matching, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they get afraid, or they don't know, or they're incapable, or they're traumatized, or they can't move past that, then you thank them for that experience, and you just stay in your grace, knowing that you have to honor your truth. So I say thank you for this person, but I'm not going to say you did this, you hurt me. No, growth is painful. Then when you evolve to that place of wisdom, then it's a neutral space. It's neither painful nor blissful. It's grace. It's wisdom. And that's how, when we collect these experiences, that's the beauty of it. And you become much more enriched in your consciousness and in your field of experience, and much more connected to other people. Much more relatable. Much more empathetic. So do you see you have nothing to lose?
I do, and it is so funny because the funny thing about it, I was thinking about sending communication, but I think that she may be seeing someone now from her past, so there was a little bit of...
Too bad.
And, okay.
Because you don't know for sure, do you? And did you have a conversation? You're playing Scooby-Doo. Did you know? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're not Dora the Explorer, okay? You don't need to be, right? So if you don't know for sure, right, from their perspective, it's not like they went and they said, well, I'm seeing somebody else, whatever, right? So are you sort of left in this space that you don't know what's going on, like this sort of purgatory? Is that sort of where you are now? You don't know what's going on?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still feel, because I was in this purgatory space with this guy, and I'm going to shut it down, Beyonce, you know. I'm going to shut it down with Lemonade in a minute. Okay. So... But so really listen to this question, Kay. Do you want it to continue, or to see if there's a possibility for it to continue with this person? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then you take that risk. Because it wasn't like they said, okay, well, you know what? I've decided to focus my energies on this person. I wish you the best. You never got that closure. So in order to find out if there's closure or that this is going to continue and evolve, take that risk. At the end of the day, is it really going to affect the outcome? No. But it's going to put you in your power. You have a voice. Isn't that incredible? With just two words, you will have a voice.
Sure.
Right? The fact that I have not reached out to this guy in my silence, because I'm not going to make it easy for him. Because the more time passes, the more he's just digging himself deep with not communicating with me. Right?
Right.
Because in my case, no response is a response. Because I'm not going to make it easy for them. Right? That's the whole, why are you going to make it easy for her by just being in the corner like, well, I don't know, they might be with somebody else, so I'm just going to be here by myself, missing this person and dealing with all this crazy drama. No.
Right. Okay.
That's why I composed that text that I have, and I have it in, I have it in the, on the back burner. Okay? But I'm not going to make it easy. Well, if you want to go in a different direction, I wish you the best. No, I'm not going to make it easy. No. No, you need to think about things, and then you're going to know what time it is when I'm ready. But I'm not going to be in the corner crying. No, I'm going to be looking cute and going on a date tomorrow night. Thank you. That's how it works. Right. So it's really up to you how you decide how to proceed. But why not?
Right.
If you're feeling that way, Kay, then why not just two words? You know? And that could end up being lovely, or it could end up bloating with her, and if she's messing around with somebody else or whatever. But that's their problem, because you exist. And that's my point.
Right.
Because one thing that's very triggering for all of us is to feel dismissed or disregarded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's about you having a space being created for you. Okay. For you to exist, grow, breathe, express, be gorgeous, be fabulous, be in a loving type of connection with somebody.
Right.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Regardless, because at the end of the day, it's not how they respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you are claiming your space for you.
Understood.
Do you see the difference?
Okay.
Understood. Now you're on so they're on the West Coast and you're on the East Coast. Where are you in the East Coast? I'm just curious.
And in Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Well, then you know what? You can, okay, hello. Alisa's in Georgia.
No. Okay.
You also get together. Yeah.
Okay.
Get together.
Where are you in Georgia?
Oh, I'm in the Atlanta area.
Okay. I'm in Douglasville.
Okay. So you're
west.
That's west. Yeah, west. That's near Alabama. Well, not that there, but, you know.
Yeah.
On that side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm in Stone Mountain. I'm in that. I'm east.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
I'm just saying.
But yeah. So, I mean, all the things that Liz has been talking about, it really isn't about waiting on the other person. It's just letting that person know. I mean, I think that is very simple. And, you know, a quick text. And the thing is, after that, be aware of if you're looking at, you know, the missing of that connection versus that person, you know, be aware of how you're filling your time and filling your thoughts, because you have so much more to offer, and and there's more than one person. So, you know, if this person has moved on, it would be smart for her to say so, you know, just to say so if prompted, like, oh, you know, I kind of got lost in the shuffle around the new year or since the new year, but it would be good to know. And if you don't get a response back, that might be the response that you get, you know, and then you can, you know, do what you need to do to then just move on. I'm not saying, okay, done, cut. Because, you know, if you felt something, then you need to do for that. But I hope you took some inspiration. You know, Liz's journey has not been an easy one.
Oh, God, no.
And,
And you know, she has a different type of energy. Liz, you're like, everyone says, oh, Liz, you're so strong, but you know, but when you know, but she's just as vulnerable and has the same issues,
oh,
you know, that people have to deal with. She just might not show it. So it's important.
Gotcha.
It's important.
But I'll cry
for
3 days, you know.
Exactly, and it's important for everybody to know that it's not about, okay, done. I'm you know, woman of steel. I'll just move on. You got to feel what you feel.
That's right. Move through it.
Mm-hmm. And move through it so it doesn't keep lingering, and then you're not just like bring it back up again. But I think you have some interesting ways of doing your part in this, and then seeing what happens or what doesn't happen, and give yourself a time frame. Like, well, I love how Liz is like, well, February 1st, but I'm here, I'm done. But she's not waiting until February 1st to reactivate and you know, get back on the scene. That's her speed. She also lives in New York City, so you know, that's her speed. It might be that you're like, you know, the lesbian community is a lot smaller, Liz.
That's what I hear.
You got to cycle through.
The stalker being someone that I knew, the chance that the stalker is someone that I knew was just like so crazy.
But I tell you what, even with this crazy person on that scene, like you. You have to go beyond the fear of what if someone else is doing whatever. Like you have to be, more clear and more excited about what you're doing over what someone else is doing and plotting. Because
that's
a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy that you're putting out there to go into nothing, to go into something that's really not going to help you. Okay. It's kind of feeding, a path that, No one's gonna get better on that path of, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. If that person wants to be the disruptor because she needs the attention or you know whatever it is she needs, don't play into it and don't give it any other energy.
And
just be clear, if your thoughts are going in that direction, just stop it for a moment and you know, do something different.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. So because. If anything, when I listen to what Liz is going through, I mean, she's just taking the lead and she's doing things to help her. On her way, because it's her way. It's like you're not like doing stuff to help. I mean, you may think you are, but just be aware if you're doing it to help somebody else and they're not receptive to it, then you need to start helping yourself.
And yeah.
Saying, okay. Well, what is it that I want to do?
I did that. I did that in that relationship after I got out of it.
Yeah.
We all do that. I took care of her for so long.
Yeah. Well, because that is sort of what the vibe is on, like from that birth date. You know, it's a very caring and loving energy, and you also have to just be aware of where you're doing it to the detriment of yourself.
Yes.
So that's why this current relationship that you're looking into, that's why that distance is something that, you know, it gives you that space to maybe figure things out for you, not necessarily, you know, bigger picture, but just you are the bigger picture. It's for you. And if it can make it through and you see that it's not just you or not just you doing something for somebody else, but that other person is stepping up to the plate, then you have something to work with. But if it's just you, you know, remember, if you're not getting something out of that, then you got to wonder why you're still doing it. So just figure out that the priority, even though you're in a number two year, you're still number one, right? You're still the priority. and if people aren't responding in kind, then it's like you just keep going until you match up with someone who's going to respond in kind and it makes sense. So I think it's really cool that you've got, you know, you were able to call in because I love it. Liz's, you know, adventure for all is –
And Jay, I suggest that you download the show. Like, we're on iTunes, or you can download it from Blog Talk Radio online. But you should download the show and just listen to the conversation. because we came at you with a lot of dynamics, a lot of energy. I loved everything that Elisa had to say. And it would be great. Like, I'm glad that you chose our show to have the conversation. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the same time, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern time. I would love for you to give us a call back with an update. And just let us know how you're doing.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. I will do that. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings
sure.
to you both.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, stay
you
out
too.
Of trouble.
Take care.
Cut it off. All right.
All right.
Have all fun. Right. Take care, darling.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. And we do have another hand raised. And this
okay, let's take
is,
it.
Could be the person that had tried to call
day.
In on, yeah,
yeah.
Third, on what day is it? Today's Thursday. It's Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, let's pull this one up. Okay. Hello, caller.
Good morning, professional ladies. Happy New Year.
Are we hookers?
No.
We're joking. Oh, we're ladies of the morning, as opposed to ladies of the evening.
I'm just smiling.
Honey, we're on the morning shift. Yes. Hi, darling. Hi, Melissa. What's going on?
Okay, so I want to thank you. With the energy, I did have an energy change. I did.
Good.
I pay attention because I really feel it truly that you are. This is real. You and have faith. So thank you very, very much for that.
Yes.
That's why I say that here. You are. This is really a true light worker and light helper.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful.
That's nice. Oh, Lisa. Don't you love that? That's why we do what we do for 12 years. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I wish I would have met you a long time ago, but I'm happy I met y'all.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay, so the energy has changed in certain patterns.
Okay.
Okay, because you're right about my family. I've always been a good person. How do I go about it? Okay, you know, like y'all tap into my energy field. Thank you very much. And so I want to know what are the ways? I'm gonna talk about my male friend, yes, but the other person that's there, how am I able to block tends to. Spy with cars and stuff I'm trying to know if I'm still connected to my friend's energy field.
You talking about the guy?
Yes, I do like him.
Okay, you're talking about the guy, and then, okay, because this is very entangled. You're talking about the guy, and then the person with the car and the spine, is this the woman / business partner, whatever? Is that what we're saying here?
Yes, the business lady.
Okay, fine. So this is very entangled. This is very, very entangled. It reminds me of like when you didn't put the Christmas lights away the right way, and everything's a mess. Whatever. I feel that it's time to cut ties energetically. I feel that if it's so much work to even know what the hell is going on, I think it's time for you to step back. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to be open to possibilities with this person. I think it's time to step back. And to answer your question, how do you do that? What's coming in? For me, Melissa, to prescribe to you is to work with Archangel Michael. Okay, so you can go on YouTube and just say meditate Archangel Michael meditation, and Archangel Michael is the one with the sword. Cut the ties that bind you. You are being so caught up in this, and you are just asking yourself all these questions. And I can already tell when you were talking, I can tell that your energy has shifted in a more grounded, stronger. direction, but you just barely, listen to me, you just barely got on the path. Now you got to walk the path, and you got to walk it slowly, and you got to walk the path alone, because you have to clear the entanglement. So right now, I don't even want to talk about this guy or his crazy business partner or that she's buying in a car. It's exhausting. I don't even know what's going on, but I can tell you right now, it is draining the life out of you. Do you not feel exhausted, yes or no?
Okay, yeah, I'm listening. But, yeah.
Isn't it taking a lot out of you to think about this all the time?
I do think about it, but not all the time. But I think about also about other people that she does bad things to other people.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get.
Okay, this is entanglement. Yes. This is not your mission. This is not your cause. This is not your, you know, you're not here to save anybody. You're here to take care of yourself. And you're being distracted by all these other outside energies. And that's why I'm saying you got to cut the ties that bind you. That's what I'm feeling here. Alisa, I want you to jump in because I want to see if there's anything else to pick up. I'm getting that really strongly.
Yeah. The thing is, like, pretty much every call you've mentioned.
Thank you.
Him. You've mentioned maybe not him directly, but if it's not him, it's this person that you're so concerned about. And you've used this phrase, how do I block the energy? And just visually, if you think of blocking the energy, it's energy that's coming at you and you're wanting to stand still and block it, you know? And it's like looking at a big rock in a river, and the river is just flowing and that rock is there, but it's being eaten away at, right? It might not spread away. Is carving a path around that rock. It's still going to go. So you're not a rock. You're able to move around. So you need to get out of that energy is what Liz is saying. You don't even need to be in that river because it's going to, you know, and to be fair, like, I think river rocks are great. They're nice and smooth, but it's shaped by everything else around it, you know, and that is the life of a rock. Rock isn't going to go anywhere. You need to be able, you can move. You're not a rock. You don't need to be anyone else.
Wow.
A rock in a river.
Yep.
So this isn't so much about how do you block something, because that means you want to stay there and you want to, you know, it's like you're having to take on this fight. Exactly what Liz is saying. It's not your fight. If this guy that you're interested in has already established a relationship, like a business relationship, he's already made whatever he's done, he's doing something. And if you have had a conversation, or even if you haven't, it doesn't really matter. It's not that you have to spend your time convincing him to not be around this person. I mean, you could do that. It will take you. It could be your life's mission. I hope it's not, because he's a grown man. He's made his decisions on these things. And in business, you make a decision. If it's the wrong decision, you'll figure it out soon enough, and you have to make another decision. So unless you're a business person with him, but you know how to do all this stuff, you know, even then, he's not asking for your help on that. I think it's good when you admitted that you do have feelings for him. That's for you, okay? But also look at the situation. Like, there are people who have feelings for people who are already in relationships. You know, there are people who get involved with people who are already married. You know, so you have, not saying it's not valid that you feel that way, but there's already an entanglement, as Liz has used that word, entanglement, and it just doesn't, like, I feel the same way. Like, I don't you keep asking the same questions about the same people, and the only constant, like, you're being that rock in that river, and it's like you don't want to go downstream. You don't want to go down that river. That's the energy that's flowing that way, because you know that's probably not the river you want to be on. But you still insist on staying in that. So, if not to say that this is all you do, but when you talk to us, this is what you're asking. Out of all the things that are happening in your life, it's the same, basically the same question.
Sorry. yeah, because I real quickly, I had one bad experience many years ago. I felt like a flying witch in front of me hit a TVG, and I was told that I would be able to block it. So I don't want someone. What I talked to him about is business. I don't know her. I don't. I just.
Well,
I like
know you
very
don't
much.
Know her.
I don't talk to her at all, and I don't. I just trying to see if there's any type of black magic maybe that she's doing, because I believe she does. Just try out.
Okay, so even if that's true, are you feel you're equipped to handle that? Is that what you were told? If you're dealing with black magic, you can handle that. You can you're the white magic person. Is that pretty much what you took from that whatever that person said? Because it's a lot to do. It's a lot to do.
It's a lot.
I mean. Yeah. You know, I mean, we know people who handle stuff like that.
Yes,
it's,
we do.
And it's intense.
It's hardcore. It's serious and dangerous. That it's not interesting, because I came in with Archangel Michael. Hello, mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. And listen to what we're hearing now, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pick a lane and stay in it. Talk to these people, because it's the same. You're just there's not going to be any progress. You know, you're going to be the snake that's swallowing its tail. What's that called? The Ouroboros, whatever.
Ouroboros, yeah.
Ouroboros, yeah, yeah.
And so the thing is, I get. You know, someone says, "Oh man, there's stuff happening." I mean, if it's black magic, yeah, that stuff is out there definitely, and it is your choice.
Of course.
It is your choice to engage in it, even if you're trying to fight it. But is it your place to do that? I'm saying, you know, either way. I'm just saying it's a lot of energy, and not to say that you shouldn't or that you couldn't. But like, one, we're not the show to figure that stuff out. That's we have other people we
that's
call.
That's another show, honey.
that's a
we have other we have our sources.
But just be aware of the path that you may be inadvertently choosing, because you think it's important, or you know, you're just trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, that's a long road ahead. I mean, it's a long road regardless. It's just how do you want to be spending your time, and I guess our concern was, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but our concern is that you're putting so much energy into the what ifs of this person and this other person that he's affiliated with, and I would say, not that everything's a lost cause, it's just that things have been brought up, like your you know, your childhood stuff has been brought up, and to me, like that's stuff that you can work with. I mean, it's in the past, but it still affects you to this day. That's stuff
it's
you can
tangible.
Work with. It is
mm-hmm.
tangible.
Yep.
And it's not dependent on, you know, one person that you're interested in, one person you know you don't have anything to do with because you think she's a bad person. But you know, you can't take one and then not have the other. That's sort of they're kind of a package deal right now. I don't know. I mean, the thought just came to mind that maybe the reason why you're so interested in him, one of the reasons, is because you see that he's dealing with someone who's, in your eyes, not a good person, and that need to kind of protect him, you know, kind of save him from himself. But if he doesn't see that, and he doesn't, you know, doesn't quite think that that's the thing, you know, you can't want it more than he does. So you still have to.
Well said.
You have to think about what it is that you want to be doing with your life. This is bigger picture than just a relationship, a potential relationship, a friendship. This is so much more. But what it shows is the choices, because I feel that, like, you know, you want to do good and you want to help people, especially for someone that sounds like he was giving you some attention, and you know, whatever it started off with, I think you saw the potential. You see the potential, but you also see that he's involved with something that is not probably the best for him, but you know, you can't kind of be in that same energy and try to save him and then lose yourself. If you think of it this way, what you think about trying to save somebody who's drowning, but you're not a strong swimmer, but you jump in there. Anyway. What is the outcome for that? There's a possibility that you could make it out, but there's also a really good possibility that you both get taken away.
Oh my God.
So just be aware of the situations you're wanting to get yourself in with, because if you're not equipped just yet, you can continue asking questions. You know, I think you'd have to do a lot of very careful sifting through of what are your resources, and then take some steps. But ultimately, it isn't about you trying to save somebody. The person that you need to be saving and building up is you.
Let's leave it there. I'm not being rude. Let's leave it there. Because I want this to sink in, because you don't, like, you go on to the next question or the next concern. I want you just to sit with this. And like we said to Kay, our previous caller, I don't know if you have listened to the shows that you've called in, but I think it's very helpful, especially if we are dealing with complicated and challenging and profound issues. So I want you to listen to your part of the show and see where that lands. But let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
I just gave you the message. All right. No. That's okay.
Is that for Michael?
I rest my case. I'm not saying anything else. You have to trust this. I'm not saying anything else, because that would be enabling. Okay? Okay, trust.
Got it.
Just with each breath, if you trust that with this breath, that another breath is coming, right? And could we say for right now, for all of us in this space in real time, that we are breathing and we know and we trust that the next breath is showing up, and the silence and the grace and the wisdom. And let's leave it there. Download the show.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up, Michelle. But, give yourself some time to do what you need to do just based on the conversations we've had. There's plenty there to work on. Be patient.
Yeah, just go on YouTube. Go on YouTube and just put Archangel Michael and you will be led to what you need to watch. Your homework, and then call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Real quickly, I have seen him. I am connected to him.
To who?
To Michael. I have seen him.
Well, that's why I picked up on that then. There you go. Thank you for that validation. So connect
and
reconnect.
And also learn the chart.
Perfect. Then let's go there. Why would I say it if it wasn't in your energy field? Because I don't know you.
Beautiful.
I don't know that about you. So that's you're getting the message from me to reconnect to the angelic realm. And then you decide how you want to navigate that. Okay?
I'll talk to him again. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm clear.
Yeah, she's waiting for your call. Okay, text him. Okay. I think he's on the net.
Thank you.
She's single now.
Thank you.
Why not?
All right.
He's gender fluid. Okay, we're all good. Okay. Wow. Well, we are very busy today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Melissa. So if anybody needs to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled. Who knows what's going to happen between today and Tuesday, Lucy? Hello. I have no idea. We are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take care of yourself and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and see brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.